This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he has granted clemency or pardons to 11 people whose criminal cases made headlines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There's former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who has served 8 years of a 14-year prison term for political corruption.
That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
A former New York police commissioner who served time for tax fraud and lying to the White House, and a financier who broke federal securities laws.
We have Bernie Carrick, we have Mike Milken.
And ex-San Francisco 49ers owner Eddie DeBartolo Jr., who was involved in a gambling scandal. Jerry Rice was on the Super Bowl teams DeBartolo helped build and was here when the pardon was announced.
Today is a great day for him.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the federal judge in the Roger Stone trial is refusing to postpone her sentencing, while President Donald Trump says the conviction of his close friend and confidant should be thrown out. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said during a conference call Tuesday with Stone and his lawyers that the sentencing will take place on Thursday as planned. But Jackson appeared to say she could put off an order for Stone to begin his sentence after Stone's lawyers requested a new trial. That request came after Trump tweeted his belief last week that the foreperson on the Stone jury was, in his words, unambiguously biased, an opinion he retweeted Tuesday when a Fox News commentator also said Stone deserved a new trial. The Justice Department stunned the legal and political community last week when it overruled its own prosecutors and recommended a lighter prison sentence for Stone, a longtime friend and confidant of the president who was convicted on lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice stemming from the Russian election meddling probe. You're listening to VOA News.